Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, this is Blaine O'Shaughnessy with community comment. Breaking news, Elon Musk, richest man in the world, wants to buy Twitter to save free speech. In America, we have free speech and we have freedom of thought. But should we have that capability also on social media? Maybe we shouldn't question how social media determines what speech we can and cannot see. Maybe we should leave it up to these corporations to individually decide what speech is okay. However, we should always embody the spirit of a free people, and we should honor the Constitution. This truly is a topic that we should be debating. It should be discussed openly and everywhere. So my question to you today is, do we currently have free speech? And should free speech be limited? And to what extent? And who will do the limiting? Elon says Twitter is a de facto public forum and that it's imperative that we have freedom of speech in order to protect our form of government. Elon calls himself a free speech maximalist, saying that only speech that breaks the law should be limited. Elon also suggests that the algorithms that Twitter uses to promote certain content should be available to the public so we can see how Twitter pushes certain news to the front of the line and how it hides other content it wishes to suppress. We live in the United States of America under the Constitution as the highest law in the land. This has given us the foundation in which we have built the nation we live in today. Free speech allows us to debate and share information and to collaborate for a better future. Some argue free speech must be limited because it would be too confusing for the people to decide what is true and what is not. However, that is where the problem lies. Who will we allow to limit our speech so that the people are not confused? And I tell you that whoever holds that power will indeed have power. And I also tell you that currently, that power lies in Silicon Valley with all the big social media platforms. An argument can be made that there is a collaboration between our federal government and social media platforms to censor freedom of speech. So, how will we save freedom of speech if it is indeed being censored? This has been Blaine O'Shaughnessy for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.